reach the blank canvas.
We ain't gonna miss another Wednesday. Rain to shine. Fuck this shit. We back, motherfuckers.
With ECST.
I'm having troubles in all of it because, man, it's pretty much exposing all the white supremacists that's just been hiding for so many years.
So whatever your stance is, it's always going to come off as non-patriotic because that's just the way that they're going to spin it.
All the owners are white. They're like, it's not their fight. I ain't going to worry about this. So if I walk on the street, I'm not going to get killed by a cop or racially profiled by a cop. I'm going to be protected by the cop.
When he did what he did, when he protested the anthem, I applauded, like, wholeheartedly. I was about to say about Cardi B, though. Yeah. One thing about Cardi B, she putting in work, though.
She is. I will give her that, man.
Like, she's actually working for her. So that's one thing I give her credit for.
Yeah, I will say that, man. It's not like even if somebody wrote that song for her, she is grinding.
Yeah, she ain't sucking niggas up just to get to the top.
If I wanted to. how much for this verse? Be quiet. It was like this whole bunch of females just going up to the bar. And people was like, dang, man, look at them over there with the nice cars. And they got the Louis bags and the Chanel purses and the nigga shit. It's like, I'm trying to get the nigga shit.
And now, ECST.
Love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have a time, why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all. You're gonna make it after all. What up, y'all?
How y'all living out there, man? What's up, ST?
Man, what's going on, EC? How you feeling, baby?
Man, I feel like a motherfucking fat motherfucker getting ready to eat.
That's right. It's that time once again, ladies and gentlemen, for everybody to enjoy. You know, the McRib is back.
I was mostly talking about Thanksgiving dinner, but hey.
Oh, yeah.
You must have been smashing some McRibs, ST.
Hell no, you don't eat that bullshit. But
ST, I'm trying to live. I'm trying to die, Kevin. You know what I mean?
No, but it is that time, though. We celebrate, you know, the slaughter, rape, and pillage of many Native Americans across this country.
I wonder if Native Americans actually celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know.
The ones that have been Americanized have.
Yeah.
And go ahead and just say, fuck it, man.
That's right, because nothing says give me your land, give me your crops, give me your ammunition, and give me your pussy like a big old piece of pumpkin pie.
The pumpkin pie, hey, go ahead, eat that while we ravage your women. Sounds like good deal. Motherfucker, are you serious?
When you look at it, though, like, you know, it's crazy how, just about how much extinct they are, just about, man, like, it's hard to find a Native American now, unless you go to like New Mexico or North or South Dakota, one of those states.
Seen one in person, and I've seen them on a couple of TV shows. I saw one on Ray Donovan, but I've seen one in person. That's it, and I was just like, you're like seeing a damn alien. I was like,
like spotting a unicorn.
Hell yeah, like y'all exist. Like holy shit,
yeah. Man, but like you think about just like as far as their people are concerned, like don't you think that even they've had it like better off than niggas?
Yeah, because they got reparations.
Yeah, exactly.
They got reparations. Yeah.
Yeah, they got at least some form of kickback from all the savagery that has taken place by the others.
Yeah, man, it's just. That's why they really don't really talk shit because they got reparations, man. Everybody has gotten reparations in this country but us.
Yeah. We still fighting to get, you know, just a shred of respect.
Dude, man, I don't even think it's going to happen in my lifetime, man. If I live to be 90, I don't see us getting it, man. Because everybody that's gone to try to, every lawyer that has tried to go to the Supreme Court to try to get us reparations have died.
Of course they have.
But what they're trying to go get, like Johnny Cochran was trying to get his reparations. What happened to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. They just don't want us to succeed, man. They want to keep somebody under their thumb, man. It's just like, we broken y'all down the most, so y'all motherfuckers are it. Yeah. It's just because we don't have no fucking money, man. If we had money, we wouldn't be getting treated like this. If we had money as a community, we would not be getting fucked over like this. That's pretty much it. But, yeah, man. Thanksgiving is not my favorite holiday out of all the holidays. Mine is Christmas because, you know, I love getting gifts and shit. You know, I'm very materialistic. But,
you
know,
yeah.
I like being around family, man. I'm going down to Columbus, Georgia, probably hang out with the family or whatever. You know, eat some of my auntie's good meal. You know what I'm saying? She know a little hole in the wall rib place. They serve some good ass rib with some chow chow sauce, nigga.
Okay.
Oh my god! Like I called her earlier. I was like, yo, auntie, man, make sure you get the ribs. She talking about, I got you, nephew. I was like, there you go, baby. Oh man, but yeah, man, it's gonna be fun, man. So you gonna stay home or you traveling?
Man, we probably gonna stay home and just house hop, you know, like we do.
That makes
every
sense.
Other year, yeah. Oh, because you know everybody lives around each other.
Yeah, this your first year with your wife.
Yeah, so yeah. You know it's gonna be a little nice, you know. Still haven't decided if we was gonna, you know, cook stuff for the house, you know, just in case we want to stay home and just, you know,
eating smash. Eat with
each other. Yeah, exactly.
But football games.
Yeah. But yeah, it's looking to be a good time. First Thanksgiving, you know, with my wife. I think that's going to be kind of nice.
Remember, man, make sure you take some pictures, man. Y'all enjoy it with yourselves.
For
the kids.
If I leave it up to her, you know, she'll make sure to have enough pictures to last for 3 centuries.
Oh, yeah. You're a fool.
But yeah, man. You know, we hope everybody enjoy, you know, whether or not you celebrate tomorrow or whatever, we hope y'all enjoy it. You know, take this time to be with your family and, you know, just look back and think about everything that you've been, you know, blessed with thus far, man. And you know, everything that is to come later on. I just, you know, take a couple minutes and reflect, man.
Yeah.
And, just be thankful. Cause it's exactly what it's, you know, it's what it's supposed to be about. It's funny how the others spin it away from what it originally began as, but for real and you know, real talk, just, you know, take that moment to just be thankful, especially if you got your health and you got family, and you got, you know,
man, just don't be like
people that love you.
Yeah, man. Especially if you see somebody that's doing better than you and you all hating on them, hoping, and you know what I'm saying, they dick explode or they pussy and they implode from the inside, Georgia Dome. Like, man, like, just be happy for your health, man. Good shit, man. Wish they had it. It's a kid right now. It's in the hospital, man. And, you know, St. John's Hospital, man, right now got cancer. And they might not even make it to Christmas or make it till tomorrow. So you never know, man. Be happy with what you had. Happy that you had your health. And know that you can try to sit down and put down a game plan to better yourself, man. Just stop worrying about what the next person is doing. Because I'm going to keep it real. One second. Because I was looking on YouTube, man. And I was just looking and seeing, like going through all of the tech YouTubers that, like, review tech.
Yeah.
And, like, they pretty much review, like, cell phones mostly. They do TVs, all those stuff. And I was just like, man, these motherfuckers getting paid. Because half of them, they, like, show, like pretty much, you pretty much, like, get a little dive into their lives because, you know, they're in a little studio at home. Yeah. And, like, some of those dudes got, like, high-end Teslas, like top-of-the-line, like, Audis and all the other stuff. And for a second, I was like, god damn, these motherfuckers just doing tech videos. They making bread.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of just like, for a split second, I was like, god damn, like, man, should I do this shit? You know, should I get up into this job? And I was like, man, that's not my calling. And then, like, on some of, like, the videos, you can see, like, people were kind of just hating on the guy having a Tesla and, you know, he get it tricked out and all that stuff. And him talking about buying the new Roadster that's coming out. And that motherfucker sounds sick.
Yeah,
that motherfucker can go from 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds, and then
I saw that junk the other day.
Nigga, this shit is fast as fuck. Then Elon Musk said that's going to be the baseline model. They said it's a way that you can customize it where they can go even go faster. He just tweeted that on Tuesday. And I was like, God damn.
Jesus.
I see a lot of Teslas around in Atlanta.
Of course.
I'm seeing a lot more compared to like high end cars. Like, cause I'll say a couple years ago, it used to be like Maseratis, Aston Martins and all that. And I'm just saying the Teslas, dude.
Yeah. You couldn't ride through Atlanta without seeing a Maserati at least once or twice in, you know, a couple minutes.
Yep.
But I mean, you think about it, man, niggas is tired of paying for gas.
Yeah, man. It should add up. And plus, it's like the Tesla, like the new it thing. So everybody can't afford this shit.
No, they can't.
Yeah, it's a new it car right now.
Well, I think he's supposed to be making like
a B line model coming out. Yeah,
yeah, the more streamlined version where, you know, it's more affordable for, you know, I guess the average Joe.
Yeah.
So that'll be, you know, I guess, you know, for the guys who got the top line stuff, they'll look at the, you know, the B line car, be like, huh. You know.
Oh yeah, you know, because that's what it's all about, man.
Yeah, it is.
That's what it's all about, dude.
Yeah.
But it's all about being in front of the next man, showing what you got.
Yeah.
And not always trying to put down your brother or sister, not uplift them. That's what this society is about.
Yeah, it's you know, classism.
Yeah, that's all it is. You're right. Yeah. That's all it is, dude.
But tomorrow, y'all, if possible, if you don't do it the rest of the year, man, just take, you know, take some time and live in the moment. And just be appreciative.
Yeah, man. Try to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another great episode of the Blank Canvas Podcast. We are a weekly podcast service that comes on every Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on your favorite podcasting services, which are iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Mac, and YouTube.
Mm.
And you can also follow us on your favorite social media sites, which are, you know, Twitter at Blank Canvas ECST.
Yep.
Instagram at Blank Canvas ECST and on Facebook at that same handle. I'm not repeating myself. And without further ado, let's get to the motherfucking news.
Let's get it.
Man, it's a lot of stuff happening, man, right now, dude. It's a lot. Shit. What you want to start with? You want to start with Russell Simmons up in here messing with people's assholes? Or?
Well, since you said it, let's go ahead and get it.
So now there's rumors talking about Russell Simmons' nephew speaks out about his Satan ritual, worshiping rituals. And the nephew said, I'm not giving my soul up or my hole up.
I can't say I blame him, though.
No, man. Yeah, I don't blame him, man. So he pretty much, the nephew made allegations. His name is Jamal Simmons. He was on the Murder Masters music show, making claims that his uncle is part of the cult. And pretty much, in the interview, it was like a 3-minute interview, 3-minute, 55-minute interview.
Yeah.
He said, yep, I'm not giving my soul up. I'm not giving my whole up. Your asshole connected to your spine, and your spine connected to your brain. I would never picture anything like that coming from Russell Simmons would be involved with that. Like I said, everyone has a good side and everybody has a bad side. Everyone has got them eyes for you to see. This not me fucking up. This is what he's saying, y'all. Fucking don't know English. That's all I'm gonna say. I ain't gonna say anymore. That's my uncle and I love him. That's all I'm gonna say on that level. On other levels we could talk, but not right now. No, then when can we talk, nigga?
I'm about to say, it ain't gonna matter after you dead, nigga.
Yeah, man. You ain't trying to get capped probably tomorrow. So everybody has good parts about them, but nobody's gonna get up there without going through a lot of shit, which I'm not willing to go through.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So that's what that's like. This open secret, man, is just coming out more and more every single day. People, you know, like when you're given access to all that money.
Yeah.
You have to be humiliated in some kind of way if you're a man or a woman. They're not going to give you access to all that money without you getting gangbanged if you're a female or you get your boy, you get your butthole ravaged by a man if you're a male. That's why.
If you're black, yeah.
Hell yeah, man. That's why Cat Williams is talking about homeboy from, dang it, what's the name of that show?
The Parkers, I think.
The Parkers. He's talking about saw him getting done in at a park.
Yeah.
And look where his career is at, man. He ain't doing shit now.
Yeah, he is in the toilet.
Dude, like, think about that, ST. Think about it, man.
Yeah.
That is like, hey, you're going to have a great career. You have great talent. You know what I'm saying? But you got to go to the room and get your ass ravaged.
Yeah.
Then you'll have access to unlimited money, yada, 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 this, and that.
You got to come to this party and get, you know, blasted out.
Yeah, you're blasted out. And I'm talking about this dude got a baseball bat. he gonna take your ass to the moon. I'm just like, man, like, no. Yeah. I'm like, can I take your order? You want a 2 for $5? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I can't do it, man. Like, yeah. Think about it, man. If y'all think about this, listeners. If y'all are just homeless and you just got found, you just like somebody just found you on the street and then you work your way up. You're doing like Netflix shows. You're doing like high end YouTube videos. All of a sudden, just bring you to the room like, man, I want you to do movies. But before you do movies, I'm gonna need you to hold your ankles. Mm. Do you do it? Or do you just get blacklisted and have to get a regular job like everybody else and you don't have to struggle to get by? And you know what I'm saying? And you gotta work paycheck to paycheck. Or you can live a life of luxury, but you gotta get that hole up.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, 9 out of 10 people would be like, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Let's get it.
like you were saying for the show start, let's get it. They be wanna do it so bad, they be like, man, let's go.
Yeah, nigga. I'm tired of living this life, man.
Yeah, I can't live my life this way. This way. Like, man, shit. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I'd rather struggle.
Man, you know, the thing about Russell, man, there have been rumblings of this for a long time. And the way our society is, it's hard to believe the person who seems to be normal, because the person with the most money usually seems to have all the knowledge or, you know, be the most sane person.
Yep.
Like, you know, it's hard to trust the little man. It really is. Well, if you got some sense, it's not. But, you know, for most people, they're going to look at this and be like, nah, that's Russell Simmons. He can't. There's no way. He's not a devil worshiper. You know, there's no possible way he could do that. He's not going to extort his only, you know, he's not going to extort his nephew like that. But, you know, it's just the way these people live their lives, like, there's so much that goes on behind, you know, closed doors that, you know, we don't even know about. So for people to just brush it off and not take it serious, I don't know, man. Like, it's amazing because, you know, money most oftentimes equates
corruption. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, though. This is like, I never known money and good, and just like goodwill to be go hand in hand, man. It's kind of tough. And it's sad to say, because even thinking about it, even the money that we donate to the Red Cross, it's shown multiple times that the money doesn't get to the people that need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a fool. I donated a lot of money to Tokyo, well, to Japan, that time they had that massive earthquake, like, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I donated a lot of money to that, man. And then when I found out the money didn't get to that, I was so pissed, dude.
Yeah. I remember when I texted you, like, they pretty much admitted a $6 million fraud. Like, $6 million of fraudulent money that was supposed to go for other causes, it went to whatever they wanted it to go to.
It's a world that we live in, man. It's just like,
so yeah, you're better off giving your money to people on the street.
On the street, yeah. Somebody's like, man, I'm about to go fuck this off and, you know, go buy some opioids, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and fuck abroad after I do it. Like, man, yeah. Here, it's going towards a good cause. You're gonna have a good time, man. Go ahead. Go on out there and do something with yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's
better off to do that.
Yeah, man. It's sad it's gotten to this point, man.
Yeah.
It's definitely sad it's gotten to this point. But I wonder, when did it... I think it's been about that since the creation of money, creation of just power to begin with. Like, if you want to get access to this, you're going to have to do what I had to do to get in.
Yeah. Well, money equals power.
Money equals power. Yeah, man. It's just like people... Like the first people that started this shit, I wonder who started just like saying you had to get your back blown out to have access. I guess the motherfucker was
some nigga that was probably, you know, living in the closet. Yep. Or it might have just been some kind of mind game.
Yep.
To somebody that knew, okay, if you want to live like this, you know, it could have been somebody he was, you know, I guess, pissed off at or whatever.
Yep.
You know, you want to live like this, I'm going to take advantage of you, I'm going to take your manhood, and then I'm going to give you what you desperately want.
Yep, and then I'll be sitting there in the back laughing at your ass when you're living a life, and you take your pictures on Instagram talking about, man, my life is great, knowing I have something on you. Man, that's a man, some people would lose their minds if they knew half of the celebrities that they're into and they love had their back blown out.
Man.
Now, I'm looking on Instagram right now. I see Pharrell, you want them?
Yeah.
He always like, what'd you say? Yeah. And you are happy. No, I'm just playing around, man. But, oh, man, we're about to get some other news. But on another note, man. All my sneakerheads out there, man. I feel for y'all, man. You know, we took some L's.
Yeah.
Took some L's, probably this weekend too for them Jordan Cars that's coming out and those, off-white Nikes, collaboration that came out, man. I'm talking about, I ain't gonna lie, ST dude. They were selling all 10 pair. I didn't get one pair, my nigga. one fucking pair, dude. And then I was in line for one of them and this shit didn't go through. So, for all the people out there that's about to go buy them shoes resale, I feel your pain, but I wouldn't do that shit, because one of the shoes being that's out there for resale, the Jordans off-white, I sent them for like $1,500, man, and they were only $190. My man, this is a buyer's market, man. People, we set the price when you willing to pay this shit.
Man, people just want shit.
Yeah, dude, like,
people just want shit. Like, I don't understand that.
Like, since I've been studying, like, the quote-unquote hype beast culture.
Yeah.
And this year, dude, it's just like, y'all can feel me on this shit, man. Everybody wearing the same shit.
Yeah. Ain't nobody different.
Nobody different.
Nobody special.
Nobody. And it's like, Eric, like, you're juggling clothes from, like, 8 designers, and all you're doing is trying to throw it on a different way, but it all looks the same.
Yeah.
And then if a shoe is hot, you're the first to wear them, and if you don't get a chance to wear them, you don't get a chance to get them, then you're fucked, and then you got to go back out and try to get the next pair. It's just kind of crazy, man, just the whole, I got to get a first hype beast culture, dude. It's kind of almost childish.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Three, it's like, do you really have style where you just pretty much wearing whatever, you know, Supreme puts out, or whatever Undefeated puts out?
You pretty much wear what niggas tell you to wear.
Yeah, it's just like, man, this shit's hot. I see this on Instagram. Cause how this pretty much how it works is they'll like how Off-White got hot with those shoes. Well, they just gave them to celebrities. Like they do everything else.
Yeah.
Create a buzz. They have to like, what the fuck is this? And then they're like, okay, we're gonna do a limited run of them. And because it's a limited run of them, they'll be highly coveted.
Yeah.
And if you have them, you know what I'm saying? You the man. Let me tell you about this shit. We're about to go back to some more news. Shannon Sharp was like, man, I fucked up, man. I didn't get no off-whites. And then this guy had a video on his timeline of him having, he had two pair of off-white shoes. And then in the background, he was living in like a cruddy-ass apartment. And like the floor was dingy. He was sitting on a mattress with no cover sheet on it. And they had no box spring. Yeah. I'm like, that'd be the main people that had those shoes. People that really just
cared
for them, dude.
Yeah. That's what happens to like some of our women out here. They be getting with these dudes who be dressing like that, who, you know, clean from head to toe. And like you get back and they don't even own their own, you know, apartment or, you know,
that video I saw where he had all the nice Jordans and all that. He was living in a storage facility.
Yeah. Yeah.
It ain't worth it, man.
That's insanity.
It's not worth it, dude. Like,
that's just stupid.
Get a pair of Jordans and then wear the bitches out and get another pair if you must wear them.
Man.
Shit.
Stop, y'all. Like, that's retarded. Like, dude. Stop being so caught up in what, you know, people got. Because that's just dumb. Like, why are you wasting your whole life and all your money away on stuff that you can buy after you get what you want to be in life?
Yeah.
Right. It's not important. And you know the bad thing about that is that nigga who's living in that U-Haul storage facility, like if he don't get caught and thrown out,
yeah,
in 10 to 20 years, when he gets some sense, he gonna look back and he'll be like, man, I wasted my life.
Yeah, man.
That's the saddest thing about it.
I was a hype beast for nothing.
I was a jackass.
Like, if you're gonna be a quote unquote hype beast, make sure you can afford it.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure you can afford it. Cause like the shit come out every week. And like this shit, like the shoes are nowhere near under 120. All them shoes are at least 120 or above.
Yeah.
And them Yeezys are 220 a piece. Cause some new Yeezys come out this weekend.
Hell no.
People gonna be buying old bitches. I mean, and the last color that came out was garbage. A little, highlight yellow bitches.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody took an L on them off whites. You know what I'm saying? I feel bad for it. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't want them ones. I want the ones bad. And I'm not even a real sneakerhead, but I want them motherfuckers bad to resell them. I'm playing. All right. All right. So our next topic, man. Dog, who still gets catfished in 2017 when you got motherfucking FaceTime?
Niggas that still trying to cheat on their wife.
Yeah. My nigga Ray Allen. So, Ray Allen is another victim of a catfishing scheme, and now he's stalking the person that catfished him. So Ray Allen claimed he was catfished by a man pretending to be a number of attractive women. And now he's filed a legal document to make sure the alleged catfisher doesn't leak his private information.
Wow.
It's all the legal documents obtained by TMZ. The ex NBA superstar claims he met with these women in various online forums, communicated with them, sometimes sharing private information. Ray claims he eventually figured out he was being catfished into the relationships, but the man behind the ruse became obsessed and began posting images on social media about Ray and his family. In the docs, Allen claims the man would physically go to Ray's wife's restaurant in Orlando and post about Ray, tagging family members in posts, creepy stuff. Ray says he got the guy to sign a confidentiality agreement in which he agreed to stop posting about Ray. But the guy still violated the deal. Things continue to escalate, and then the man eventually filed for a restraining order against Ray, claiming the NBA star was stalking him, which the court granted. What the fuck? Ray is actually denying the stalking allegation and is now seeking a restraining order of his own. Dude, this shit is crazy, man.
Yeah. Ray, like,
this ain't the first time he got caught up on the internet. Remember the other time on Twitter?
No, it ain't. See, that's the thing, man. Like, there's a study that says people make over 35,000 choices a day. And the reality is a lot of those choices are things that are either bad choices or good choices.
Yep.
And the thing is, do you learn from those bad choices? And we can clearly see that Ray Allen has not learned from those bad choices. Like, nigga, come on, man. Like, you're not even playing the game right. Like, I understand, like, you know, I don't know, maybe you're getting tired of your old lady and you want to get your rocks off or whatever. But, nigga, do it the right way.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand, like, how do you get catfished, really? How do you get catfished?
I don't know how you get catfished now, man, with FaceTime and everything has a way to communicate.
Well, how do you get catfished? I never understood getting catfished. Period. Like, you give somebody your personal information, somebody that you ain't even met face to face yet,
dude.
That's stupid as hell. Even after you meet them face to face, like, why would you give them personal information about yourself? That
you're horny.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but nigga, damn.
God damn. It's like, man, some dudes, just, you know, some dudes don't know how to, you know, think with their brain, they think with their dicks, man. Like, you gotta, like, dude, you gotta be thinking at all times, dude. Cause I'll never forget the one time, man, I'm getting real, you know, intimate with my, you know, my family, Bank Campus family, man. I remember one time I was about to smash this broad or whatever. And she was like, man, you know what I'm saying? It's okay. It's okay, you know, I'm, what do they call this shit? Well, she said, yeah, I'm safe or whatever. And I was like,
bitch, I don't know you.
Like, I'm like, no. Like, the whole time we were making out, like, with my other hand, I was holding my member with my other hand, like, nah, man, let me hold up, be going to give me a condom real quick, because I don't even want no pre-juice getting up in you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, dude, like, that's how careful you have to be, dude. I was thinking on those lines, dude. I was okay in the moment. I was still just thinking about, like, hey, man, I ain't trying to get no kids. Like, man, I'm trying to, you know, be cool with this shit, so I'm going to do this. Like, you know, I'm still thinking in that situation, like, how do dudes just be like, willing to lower their guards, just be like, fuck it. I don't understand.
Yeah,
I don't, dude.
Yeah.
I don't get it, man.
You know, it's crazy, man. Like, we don't take that time. We just, you know, in that moment, we about to get it. So we just lose consciousness of all that is, you know, common sense.
Child support, you know. All the other stuff. I'm like, man, fuck that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, you gotta fuck that. Man. You gotta be thinking, man. I don't know. Yeah,
because, you know, people will get you caught up. Like, people don't care, like, no more, man.
Oh, they don't?
Like, people do not care about other people. Uh-huh. It's hard to find, you know, genuine people who, you know, I guess want the good out of everybody. It's just hard, man. It's hard.
Yeah, it's definitely hard.
You can't find good people now.
And, you know, speaking of which, you know who has some busted ass females on their dating site, man?
Who's that?
Okay, Cupid. Jesus.
yeah, they do. It's pretty bad.
Okay, you got some busted ass females. At least you know you ain't getting catfished on Okay, Cupid. You know, if you can find a quote unquote dime, you might want to still be skeptical because, man, that ain't how Okay, Cupid rolls.
Nigga, good luck, nigga.
I went on that bitch. I was like, Tinder is like, you know, going up to the valley in Hollywood and.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, damn South Central LA, nigga. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Like, okay, Cupid is bad.
I think he was bad, man. I don't know why I started that shit on my fucking phone. I'm about to delete that shit. Y'all, man, I was bored.
I think, I don't know, I think Okay, Cupid is like the place where, like, you know, below par to, you know, straight up ducklings go.
Hell yeah.
To, you know, to I guess to catch something, but I don't know. It was funny, man. I was on OkCupid and I was looking at like some of the women on there, and I was just thinking to myself, these hoes have the nerve to have some self respect.
Jesus Christ, that's tea.
Because you know, OkCupid used to be like the smashing site.
Yeah,
it used to be the site where you can go and, you know, and you know, pop one off.
Yeah,
but you know, it's just funny. I was just looking at it, and I was just like, "Man, these hoes got self respect. I can't mess with these." Huh, yeah. So, you know, it was just funny because that was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, dude, it ain't got any better, man. Yeah, cause when I was sick, I was just trying to find shit to do.
Yeah,
I'm like, going to just get on this shit and see what's on here. And I was like, man, goddamn, you disappointed me.
Yeah,
if I depended on this shit, I'd be dead. But man, Ray Allen, get your shit together, man, and stop the internet, man. You've been fucking up, and I don't know why your wife's still with you, dude.
I know, dude.
I would have cashed the fuck out.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know what's wrong with her, man. Probably threatening her ass. But man, get your shit together, man.
Yeah.
Look at Beyonce. Another news: Beyonce is the highest paid woman in music. There you go, queen. Go ahead and sob all these other bitches. But she's number one on the Forbes top 10 list. Number two is Adele with 69 million. Beyonce has 105 million. Taylor Swift has 44 million. Celine Dion still making money, 42 mil.
Yep.
Jennifer Lopez. What were you saying?
I said they can.
Oh, yeah. Jennifer Lopez still making 38 million. You know what I'm saying? Make sure her body's staying in shape to be relevant. People are still smash. Dolly Parton, 37 million.
Not without makeup, though.
Oh, yeah, but without makeup, man. Fuck. Not tonight. Woo. Rihanna's at 36 million, which is low. I didn't think she'd be that low.
Yeah.
Britney Spears.
It just shows you that there's not that many ratchet bitches out here.
No, not that many, man. Britney Spears still making money because she's doing her little thing in Las Vegas, but I don't blame her. 34 million. Katy Perry, 33, and then Barbara Streisand tops out the list with 30 million.
Yeah.
So they said Formation was the reason that put her over the top, and then her new activewear brand, Ivory Park. and several business interests are the reasons why she got up to $105 million, man. You trying to get you a woman, y'all trying to get me a woman like that, man. You know, a woman that's all about, I'm not saying she's in the music industry, not saying she got to be Beyonce, but a woman that's willing to diversify her portfolio. That shit's sexy to my ass. That shit should be sexy to everybody, no matter what age you're at, man. That's the one thing that's messed up with us is we don't really get into investments or real estate. We just, that shit's just lame, man. That's where the money's at, man.
Well, I don't think it's that it's lame. It's just that most niggas don't know. They don't know, and it takes too much time.
So I might as well go rap.
Pretty much, And, you know, I'm gonna go rap, and then I'm gonna turn into an acting career, and then I'm gonna, you know, get into some real estate. But yeah, we do things backwards. I don't know
why. That's backwards, man. For real. But, man, big ups to, the queen, our queen. You know, Beyonce, she alright to me. You know, she, it's a couple of bras look better than her, man, but if I go out and publish that shit, you know, I'm gonna come out alive, you know what I'm saying? I get my ass killed. she bad, but people try to make her out to be more than what she is, I guess, because of her, just her fame. But I take Sanaa Lathan over, Beyonce. Like a younger Sanaa Lathan. Sanaa Lathan bad to me, nigga. Cause she ain't never had plastic surgery compared to, Beyonce. Beyonce's had plastic surgery.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, man. Go look at a Destiny's Child, like a first Destiny's Child, like photo op, and look at her now. She had her nose done, her chin done. She had the money to do it, so more power to her. But that's not, you know, I don't understand why sisters don't like their noses, man. So we have, like, as black people, we have some of the beautifulest noses, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Just trying to get closer to whiteness, I guess. Trying to self-associate that shit up.
Or you just, you know, just don't, you know, you're not totally satisfied with who you are.
Oh yeah, maybe you don't like your fucking nose. So let me just stop making it that deep. Let me just say fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Might just not like your nose. Fuck it. motherfuckers be hitting me up, talking like, God damn, nigga, what do you not? What do you not like? You hate everything. That's right. But yeah, man, it's just, hey, shit. If I had money, I wouldn't change anything on me.
Yeah.
Except for, like, my skin kind of like fucked up because I had bad acne when I was a kid, so I probably like smooth my skin out. But other than that, nothing, man. I wouldn't get my teeth done, my nose done, nothing. I wouldn't like try to like get hair transplants, get my hair back. Man, fuck that shit. I put that money in something else.
I think today, being normal is being perfect. So many people try to get to as close to perfect. Or as close to normal as they can, especially if they come into money. You know, nobody embraces being irregular.
Yeah.
Like, that's, to me, that's normal. Being, you know, being off, being, you know, not totally centered. Like, your face doesn't have to be, you know, 100% symmetrical with, you know, God didn't make us like that. So. Yeah. You know, it's just, you know, people are vain, and, you know, they want to be talked about. They want to be, you know, lusted after, you know. So, you know, people that, you know, come into money, they, you know, they look to, you know, become as perfect or as normal, quote unquote, as possible. So, but whatever. Like, I'm, the biggest thing that, hurt me, when little Kim got her plastic surgery.
Jesus Christ, man. It was like night and day.
Yeah.
And she didn't look that bad.
Little Kim was cute, dude.
Yeah, she wasn't that bad, man, was she before, you know, before the quote unquote money.
So, I don't know. It's just, you know, things people do. You know, I guess they go through moments or whatever. But I don't know.
Hey, man, you just gotta have it, man. I guess it's better to do it, better to have it than not.
I guess.
Yeah, man.
I guess as long as you can live with yourself.
Yeah, as long as you can, you know what I'm saying? That's what, I guess that's what all that matters in the end of the day. As long as you can face yourself in the mirror and be like, hey, I'm proud, I'm happy with what I, you know, I'm proud of what I've done, I'm happy with what I've done with my body. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't hate me.
Yeah.
They plug it. All right, let me see. What else we got? Oh, this is a huge one. Everybody, I need to take this motherfucking shit extremely seriously, man.
Yeah.
What to expect from the FCC's net neutrality proposal? So pretty much, if nobody knows what net neutrality is Obama went ahead and signed an extension for net neutrality while he was in office, but the Trump administration is trying to pretty much debunk that and pretty much bring upon net neutrality, try to get rid of it. So pretty much, just think about a world where if you don't buy a certain plan from your cell phone carrier, you won't be able to FaceTime.
Yeah.
Think about if you don't buy a certain internet plan from your cable provider, once you get to a certain gig percentage, it'll be throttled for the rest of the month.
Yep.
I mean, heavily throttled.
I mean, it's kind of like that anyway.
It's kind of like that now, but it's getting to the point where you'll have to pay to use social media sites. Like, you have to pay to use Twitter, pay to use Instagram, pay to use Facebook. And I'm going to keep it real. I'll be done with social media if that happens.
Yeah,
because it's not really worth it, man. Because the only reason I get on there is just to see what's gonna happen in the news and see some hoes bounce that shit real quick. That's it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't really gotta. I'm not gonna pay for that. I'm not paying extra for that a month.
Yeah.
Just to have access to that.
I tell you what. I think if that did happen, a lot of social media sites would probably shut down too, because I think the usage rate will go down tremendously.
Yeah, tremendously, man. Like, dude, it'll be. They'll be out of business, so they need to be fighting, man. Like Netflix, they're fighting for it.
Yeah.
They're speaking out about net neutrality. I know one of the big companies talking about it that I saw. I saw a whole bunch of politicians talking about it. They're going to try to fight it, but it's just another way to put money in the pockets of big corporations.
Yep.
And it's a way to pretty much monitor what you do on the internet as well.
Yep.
And to pretty much not make internet free anymore and really restricted, the government can control it, man. It's going to be like having, like, internet in China where, you know, some things you can't even watch on internet in China.
No, you can't.
No, man. It's like propaganda stuff that's like against the Chinese government. You can't watch.
Oh, yeah. They regulate all that.
They regulate all that shit, man. So, man, you need to sign a petition online, man. Go out and, you know, march in the streets, man, because if this shit goes through...
Yeah.
The internet, as we know it, is fucked, man. There's going to be no point in really even using the internet if this shit goes through, man. I am totally pissed, I'm worried, man, for real.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, I mean, you know, what would be the use of having a phone?
Boom. So Apple need to get on it. Apple, Samsung, all of them need to get on it, man. Just be like, hey, man, we're not for this. This needs to stop because it's going to hurt our money. What's the point of having a smartphone?
Yeah, exactly.
Everything on your phone will be getting nickel and dime. It ain't gonna be worth it.
Yeah.
And go back to flip phones, man. this could almost be like the end of the era of smartphones. But yeah, there's gonna be some dumbasses that's gonna fucking fall in line and pay the shit.
Yeah.
And pay for all the fucking services and then comes on the city and be like, look, they're willing to pay. Because people are fucking hooked now.
Yeah.
And this is the one time we all need to stick together and be like, hey, man, fuck this shit. No. But we won't. We won't. Because people are addicted.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there will be cases like that. But I think for the most part, I think for the most part, if people really understand what net neutrality is, I think they will come together and be like, okay, you know what? No, we straight on that. We not finna do that. But I will give you credit because there will be some people that will go ahead and just go ahead and open their pockets. Yeah, pretty much.
But I'm gonna keep it real. I think one company that's gonna get in front of this and probably not charge for anything and probably will come up and topple Apple if Apple doesn't follow suit is Google.
Because
I think if Google can get it, like if this goes through and Google's like, nope, we'll keep everything free, Gmail, this is it, because they have a whole ecosystem.
Well, yeah,
because people can fall under like right now. So they got.
Google is a company for the people.
Yeah, it really is.
They're not a company that you know that's out. You know, just to get money.
Just to fuck you. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the one thing, you know, I love about Google. They are for the people.
Yep.
So, and free storage, you know,
for photos, a whole bunch of free stuff, dude.
And, you know, as you said, they have their own ecosystem. So they really don't have to rely on anybody for anything.
Dude, they would get so many users just go through it. I would be like, we're going to go ahead and you're going to pay just a little bit for this. So I'm going to be like, peace. I'm going to give me a Google. I'm going to give me a Pixel 2.
Yep.
People are like, man, kiss my ass, man, because I'm gonna keep it real with you. I got an iPhone X. I finally got it, y'all. I got it. I love it. The screen's nice, man, but the apps, the apps have not been customized for the 10, and like some of the apps like still like are configured for the iPhone 8, and it looks bad. I mean, it's not utilizing the whole screen yet.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty much like everybody got their phones. Like I said, like, after the people that's getting their phones from now until December or January are beta testers because it's not really like fully functional yet. So if you're trying to get an iPhone 10 and you're not going to care about the apps not fully utilizing the whole screen just yet, then go ahead. But if not, wait, man, because it's still kind of hard to find. And if you can just wait till you pretty much walk into a store and get one, then I say all the developers would have caught up by then.
Yeah.
Because some of my favorite apps are still like letterboxes pissing me the fuck off.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I wait.
Yeah, smart move, man, for real.
I always wait on, you know, new, especially new electronics, man. I always wait on stuff like that. Cause as you said, I don't want to be a beta tester.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, there's nothing wrong with waiting.
Ain't no wrong waiting, man. Yeah. It really not.
Cause by the time, you know, if you go about your business and, you know, don't think about it, by the time you do, you know, as you said, things will be available. You can just walk right in the store and get you one and you'll be straight.
Yeah, you really will be straight, man. It's just, they got me. ST.
But they always get you, though.
Yeah, they always, out of all the friends, out of all of us, out of all, everybody in the crew, you know what I'm saying? They got me in shackles, man. Everybody else is kind of free.
Every year, I tell you, man, nigga, wait.
Wait, man. I'm like, no, man, I gotta have it, man. Yeah. I gotta floss. I gotta be a nigga. That's all, because I'm on the website right now. They still it's 2 to 3 weeks back still.
Yeah, I was about to say, it might be a month or two before they get their new update out.
It's until January, man. I say when January hits, it'll be where you can walk in and just get one. It's still backed up for these phones, man.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, man, this camera is fucking sick. Like, I never take pictures, but I've been taking a whole bunch of pictures lately just because the camera crazy. It's like almost like a DSLR camera, dude. That's how strong it is, man.
That's what's up.
Like, you ain't gotta like mess with the configurations at all. You just like point and click, and I'm just like, Jesus, this looks good.
That's good because, you know, iPhone cameras have always been trash.
Yeah, dude, they have. But this one is
compared to Samsung, it is.
Yeah, have been, man. But you know, me being, you know, wanted to, you know, be on the edge of shit, you know, fucking up. And then the one little last piece of news, man, somebody was willing to pay $55,000 for Jordan 1s that he wore during the 1985-1986 season. Mm. Man, it's a lot of money just to pay for shoes that he wore, man. God, dog. Yeah. That makes Jordan feel more like a guy than he needs to be.
Yeah.
The people buying that much. Like, that's more than some people make in a year.
Yeah, it is.
Period. But, let me see. Last month, we took a look at a pair of Air 1 Jordans that were auctioned off, courtesy of Heritage Auctions. The throwback classics were modified by the Swoosh brand during the 1985-1986 season, added ample ankle support for Jordan. If you go back to old pictures, you'll be able to see that. And then the person named that person at the bottom withheld their name, but they held up pretty well. Mm. From that time,
yeah, I guess because they probably kept them enclosed in something.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I never would have worn them. Oh shit! What you gonna do is just put them up like, huh? These Jordan shoes. That just shows you, yeah, a billionaire had to have bought them shoes.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah. If you're not a billionaire or like a multi-millionaire buying those shoes, that's a waste of money. I don't care how big of a Jordan fan you are, man. I don't know. If I was a multi-millionaire, what would the most I would spend on? I don't even want to sign Ray Lewis jersey anymore. He cool so much. And then, I don't know. I just, the older you get, the
less shit matters.
The less, like, the people that you idolize when you're a kid, when you kind of realize what life's really about, you just kind of just like, yeah, it's just like, they're just regular human beings as well.
Yeah.
No matter if you make it, you know what I'm saying, if you're poor, if you're rich, you know what I'm saying, you idolize what they've done in, you know, in the world, just like, not even Kobe. I like Kobe. And even, I would pay over like $250 for a signed jersey of his, or like a game-worn jersey in the NBA Finals. I would pay over $250 for it. He's just like, he's just another man.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know, man. I don't get it. I used to when I was a kid. I was like, man, I'm gonna have all these. I'm gonna have my little man cave. You know, buy my trees and stuff. I'm just like, yeah. It's like, man, what?
Yeah, it's just for me. The memories are enough.
Yeah.
Like I don't need to have any of that. Just to, you know, I guess to feed, you know, whatever. Feed whatever that's ego. Yeah.
You had during that time. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. For a Jordan camp, if he's gonna really be out there and play, he'll spend a G on it. If it's gonna be like a week vacation, and he's gonna be there with you most of the time.
Yeah.
For a G, I spend a G on that. Mm. Like be on the court playing with him and all that and doing all that stuff. That's the most I would spend. But like buying like paraphernalia and all that stuff, like I'm over that now.
Yeah.
I'm over that now, man.
Man, it was funny, just something off topic real quick. I was watching TV and I saw this commercial for Janet Jackson's World Tour.
Oh.
And I heard them say something that kind of made me, you know, look up at the TV like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
They said,
like, she gonna suck your dick if you come and be the first to go. Like, this guy here ain't going, y'all. This is ST with like this. Janet, Mom's playing. Go ahead, man.
But they said that she was the most, I guess, the most highly decorated artist or whatever. And I was like, how?
Can't put out that many albums, Sasha.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she don't have that many awards. Not like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she, I don't know, but it was just, I guess, good to see. You know, Janet Jackson, I guess she, you know, she's still, you know, making money off her old hits, you know, because a lot of our stars can't do that. You know, as you said, you know, you mentioned that list, the Forbes list before, you know, there was only one black person on that whole list, on that top 10 list.
I just thought about that. Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, we...
Rihanna, reason, too, if you consider her black.
Okay. You know, our stars aren't revered as much as the others are. And I don't know why.
They're getting their publishing taken from them. It's fucked up, man, but hey.
Yeah, it's crazy, man, because it don't even have to be hip-hop. It's just, you know, regardless of what, you know, genre it is, our stars don't, you know, they don't retain the love that, you know, some of these older white artists do. It's just crazy to see how fickle we are with our musicians. But I'm just happy to see that, you know, she's still doing her thing. But does she really have to work now that she didn't, you know, got hooked up with that dude? I don't know. I forgot.
No, she don't really do it no more, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that nigga, she gone. They ain't no more.
Well, okay. I guess she can't be like Serena.
Yeah, she can't be like Serena, man. Yeah. Speaking of which, on TMZ, it was funny. They walked up to Common real quick. Like, hey, Common, did you know that Serena got married over the weekend? He was like, nah, man, I didn't know that. Like, nigga, you lying. That nigga salty, man. He wanted to play the. He just wanted to play the field, man. He wanted to smash, play the field, probably get back with her later.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, same thing that Drake did. Like, that nigga, what? I don't know.
I don't know why he want to get with her just a smash. Like, man, ain't no way. There's no way in fuck ST I would hit that shit from the front. Ain't no way in hell. No way in hell, man. No way.
Yes.
It'll have to be from behind. That's shit. Because that thing is massive. There ain't no way I would miss that opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to go on that ride, go on that ride. Round and round we go. Look, scroll on the ground. I'm like, that motherfucking man. But 40 love, ho. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. Yeah, I mean, that had to be all it was. It was just, you know, just to say he did it. Because.
I don't know, man.
See
nobody go out of Venus. Yeah. You have to pay me to do that shit. You have to get me on your plaques. You know what I'm saying? You got your trophies, you know what I'm saying? The smash. That shit. I ain't going. That junk, man. But I don't know, man. It just. I don't know why. I think Drake just want to just be like, hey, I smashed this.
Yeah, I mean,
that's all it is. Like, man, this is what I smashed.
Yeah, he's pretty much, man, you know, at a point where he can just do that. Like, you know, his career is taking him to a place where, you know, he wouldn't be at. So, yeah,
I'm gonna keep it real, dude. At least
why not take advantage?
Yeah, exactly. At least he's doing the right thing. Like, unlike most dudes that be like, they're rich and be marrying booger wolves, you know what I'm saying? If I end up being like any NBA star that had money, I'd be like James Harden. James Harden went in when he got a Houston contract.
Yeah, he did.
He just started smashing dimes left and right. I was like, I see your snapper too. go get it. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Like, that nigga went in. That's exactly how I would do it.
Yeah.
I would get my tubes tied, dude. I would go ahead and just put a whole bunch of my kids up in storage, get my tubes tied. Yeah. And I'd be out there just spraying in the club. And the girl be like, hee hee hee, I got you. I'm like, ha ha, no, you don't, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Then, like, the whole time, be like, talking to her, like, yeah, man, if you get pregnant, I'll take care of the kid, yada, yada. And she be like, I done made it, baby. And then she come back negative. And then that nigga come back and want some more. See, y'all don't know how to do this shit, man. Come talk to EC. I don't know what I'm saying. How you drowning in pussy? I had your ass getting CPR because you drowning that shit. Look, man, damn. But you got anything else for news?
Yeah, last thing. It just came out on Tuesday that, you know, Uber just now released information about a hack that, you know, users got 57 million. They got over 57 million Uber users information last year. Like, they just now releasing that jump on Tuesday. If you have utilized Uber with the last year, it's quite possible that hackers have stolen your information and are probably jacking you right now.
I never use Uber, so I am good. I use Lyft. I used Lyft once, and that was it.
Yeah,
that was when I was in Philly.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, that's scary, dude. Like, 57 million people.
That's just like when Yahoo got hacked. Yahoo be getting hacked every 5 years. Yahoo gets hacked.
that's
another thing about like autopilot cars and all that stuff.
Oh yeah,
that's coming in the future, man.
Yeah,
they said like we've got the best hackers in the world to see if they can hack the car. I'm just like, man, nothing's ever gonna be hack proof.
Yeah,
we need to make sure people still have access to drive the car if it gets hacked, so you can override and at least drive yourself to safety. Because if I was like a diplomat or some shit, I would never ride an autopilot car, man. I'm gonna run this off a cliff.
Yeah,
no. Maybe I have some shit out of Ghost in the Shell. What the fuck? Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Hell no. But we ain't got nothing else, man. Let's go ahead and get to the topic.
Let's get it.
Now, if you're a smart person, like, you know what I'm saying, your host, EC and ST, right now while you're sitting around the dinner table looking at your other, you know, looking at your family, being mad about them, you be listening to this shit while you're listening, while you're eating Thanksgiving meal. This is our Thanksgiving Day special. So, ST, what's some of the things that you, and not, we went over something we hated, and, you know, the hypocrisy of Thanksgiving in the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
What are some things that you like about Thanksgiving, man?
I mean, well, of course, you know, there's nothing like spending time with family.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, being able to see, you know, people that you haven't seen for 364 days.
Yep. That's how it is, man. You know how black people do, man. We only get together. We get together for funerals, weddings, and Thanksgiving. That's it.
Thanksgiving and Christmas.
That's it. Yep.
You know, that's just me, though. I like to be in my little hole and live my life, you know. You know, it's good, you know, to see my family and all of that. Also, man, it's nothing like good eating.
Man.
The one or two times a year where you can actually splurge on, you know, bad food. So, you know, I think I typically do a pretty decent job of maintaining a pretty healthy diet. But, you know, on, you know, holidays such as Thanksgiving, man, I'm definitely going to pig out and I'm probably going to eat until, you know, my jaws hurt.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, man, I forgot to mention that this is our second Thanksgiving Day special, you know, because we did one last year.
Oh, shit, look at this.
So, you know.
Being consistent.
Yeah. So, we just want to let y'all know that, if you know, for the listeners who haven't, you know, gone back in the archives and checked that out. But, Yeah, man. For me, though, I feel like Thanksgiving isn't even Thanksgiving anymore. You know, because as soon as, yeah, I mean, I don't know, you could be eating or whatever, and as soon as you're done, like, you turn on the TV, and, you know, plaster is, you know, Thanksgiving Day sales.
Yep.
And, yeah, you know, man,
get out the house and go yeah, to Walmart. Yep.
You go, yeah, get out the house and go spend your money.
Yep.
You know, right at 3 p.m., we open the doors.
Hell yeah, man. Like, back in the day when we were kids, like, the Black Friday special didn't start till the next day at, like, noon.
Yeah.
Now this shit, like, Black Friday is on Thanksgiving Day at 6 o'clock. Like, these motherfuckers ain't playing, dog.
No, they not, man. Like, it's just funny, though, you know, because that's, you know, I used to, I guess, kind of look down at it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's like now that I got, you know, some money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to the opportunity. I'm not gonna get out there amongst the people and, you know, be trampled and stuff like that. Yeah, I ain't doing all that.
I love those videos each year, though. I ain't gonna lie, man. people fighting over shit. I ain't gonna lie. I watch them bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I'm definitely gonna get out there and see what's up. See what I can get for, you know, a third of what is normally the price.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's looking like that's gonna be kind of lovely.
Oh yeah. What, you gonna try to get a 4K TV or something?
Probably not 4K. I don't really see the big deal in 4K. But I guess I don't know, since we might be moving 4K anyway.
Yeah.
I guess I can go ahead and do it. You know,
get ahead of the game because,
yeah,
you know, like, you know, DirecTV and Comcast hasn't gotten to it yet, but it's coming next year.
Yeah.
So you might as well go ahead and get up on it. But I don't know. What's some of your favorite dishes? Like, yeah, let's go over that. Like, what's some of your favorite dishes for Thanksgiving?
I love green bean casserole. I love that.
Hmm.
Broccoli cheese casserole is pretty good too. Let's see, honey baked ham makes this. They make this turkey. It's like a smoked turkey.
Mm.
Man, it tastes just like ham.
Mm.
Like, I'm not kidding. If we did a blind taste test and I gave you a piece of this, you would swear up and down that it's ham, but it's turkey.
Oh damn!
It is amazing, and it's like honey glazed. It's got like the little, you know, the brown sugar coating on the outside of it. Oh, nigga.
Oh, man. Right. No, I ain't gonna lie. When I was a kid, man, with the honey baked ham, I would just literally, like, rake off the top of, like, like the maple stuff, or, like, the maple syrup, and, like, it's, get it at the bottom, and just bite, like, a little, just bite that, just eat that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a fat ass, though, when I was a kid.
But now, like, you know, just taking the, especially, you know, I guess when the day is over, like, you just, you know, take the ham bone and just gnaw on it days.
Yep. Dude, yeah. Man, I can't wait, man. I'm looking forward to it, dude. Some of my favorite dishes are my mother's stuffing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, stuffing, you got to have good stuffing. You got to have
good
stuffing.
Some real good creamy macaroni and cheese, not that block shit.
Yeah.
Everybody by saying that. Fuck you. I hate block style macaroni and cheese. It don't taste good.
Cream
is always better, man. Cream is better. What else I like? I'm more of a dessert person, so, you know, I go straight a lot.
Me too.
I get like maybe two plates of food, then I'm just like, all right, where's sweet potato pie, where the pound cake, where the cake at, where all that shit at. That's what I usually go for. That's my favorite part, dude. Just like getting like multiple plates of sweets. I'll be on that shit.
Yeah, sweet potato pie, pumpkin pie, pecan pie.
Yeah, okay, I can't go with you on that one.
I hate
pecan pie, but hey.
I love pecan pie. What's the joint? Peach cobbler.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I forgot about that shit. Hell yeah. Peach cobbler.
Jeez, what else? On Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it depends on what kind of household you're in. I remember, like, we used to have it back in the day.
I think we did Rice Krispie treats on, like, it might be some random day. I don't think it was ever for, like, a holiday. But Rice Krispie treats are good, though.
Hey, shits.
homemade Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah.
Put that disclaimer in there. Cause that Kellogg's shit that you get at the store is nothing like homemade, dude.
Especially when you add extra butter in there, and then like as you like putting like the Rice Krispies in the tray, you eating them bitches too?
Nigga.
Oh God. Man. Those were the days, man. Shit. Yeah. That's about it. As far as meat goes, I remember one year my mom made a hen instead of a turkey. That shit was off the fucking chain.
Yeah.
And I remember one year my sister made duck instead.
Yep.
Yeah, instead of eating turkey, man, it's just sometimes people just don't want to cook turkey right either, man.
Man, well, turkey is not very obedient. It's not an obedient meat. So it's hard to season. It's hard to flavor it, you know, give it flavor. It's very hard to get it like you want it. And I don't think I've ever had, you know, besides the honey baked turkey from honey baked ham, you know, besides that, I don't think I've ever had turkey that was just like, oh, I got to get some more of that.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat, man.
I'm
definitely the same boat on that, dude. It's like some years it hits, some years it don't. I remember talking to my mom a couple of days ago. I was like, hey, you remember you made that turkey that one year? Man, I forgot what year it was, but that shit was like real. It was real juicy. And it wasn't dry even on the breast. She was like, yeah, I just forgot what I did. And I was like, man, I wish you could remember. Shit, that's like the best turkey I had. I never get that shit.
Yeah,
it's hard, man.
Yeah, I remember there were quite a few times where, you know, we had things other than turkey. And ham, like you mentioned, duck. Yeah, man, duck is so good when you fix it right.
Man,
of course, Cornish hen.
Yeah, Cornish hen too. Yeah. I forgot about that. Cornish hen too.
Yeah. And I was telling my wife when I was a kid, I used to think that stuffing was like the stuff that you get from stovetop.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you know, because you know when you first have stovetop, you're like, oh, this is good.
Hell yeah! No, what?
Nigga.
Snack somebody.
Yeah. And then, like, I got to Thanksgiving, and, you know, like, they had traditional stuffing. Mm. And I was like, well, this don't look like, you know, what I'm used to, but okay, I'm willing to try it. You know, and I tried it, and I was like, wait a minute, man. Somebody lied to me. This ain't, this is not stuffing.
You lied to me.
Yeah. But then, you know, I guess as I got older, like I started to, you know, taste it a little, you know, I got older and they started to fix it right. Mm. I started to love it. I was like, oh shit, this is working.
Hell yeah, dude.
So, you know, it's nothing like good stuffing and there's nothing like a good meat and I guess like some gravy to drizzle on it too.
Mashed potatoes? Like some really good mashed potatoes not out of a box.
It's
creamy.
Yeah, they got, I was about to say, They could be creamy, or they could have like small little lumps in them, like from the actual, you know, from the potato. Maybe even some skin. Like you could find some good potatoes like that. Some good cheesy, maybe some good cheesy potatoes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you can live like a king on Thanksgiving.
Hell yeah! You actually feel like your life might be fucked up going into it.
But it's worth something for right now.
Yeah, yeah. When you eat, it's like, man, my life ain't that bad. As you eat the food, and then after you finish eating, like, man, my life fucked up. But in that moment, your life is all right.
Oh yeah, that's how it works, man.
Yeah, man, that's how it is, man. But man, what else do I like? Okay, are there some relatives that you're not looking forward to seeing, or it ain't like that? It ain't like that in your family?
No, thankfully, those people are probably dead already. but nah, like for the most part, man, I mean, we used to go over, for 2 years in a row, we went over, an aunt of mine, not like my mom's sister, but like a aunt, I think like it was an aunt of my grandfather or something like that. And like, we went over there 2 years in a row. And over their house, like it's just like in a house full, there's just a house full of niggas, and like it wasn't bad. It's just like they all had kids that were bad as hell, and like they were, you know, just running around and, you know, breaking stuff, and you know, I'm trying to eat, and I got this kid in my face asking me all kinds of stupid questions, and I'm just like, I'm like on the verge of punching this kid, but I gotta remember that their parent might be somewhere in the room. So, you know, I just gotta get up and like take my plate to the kitchen and eat it standing up.
I can never see you doing that, dog. But yeah, man, I feel you on that.
Yeah, but other than that, man, I'm pretty chill.
Like, dude, for me, is anybody I'm not looking forward to? I'm kind of like you, man. It's some cousins that have kids that like just won't be quiet.
Yeah.
Other than that, like my cousins, man, even like my new cousins that I have now, they're like 2. Yeah. 5, she's like, there's 2, but she's 5, 3, and 1 years old. They're cool.
Okay.
So they kind of just leave me alone. I remember the oldest used to love me, but I don't know, something just happens. So I'm just like, I don't know what I did to her. Mm. But I don't know, man. One time I just went over to the house and I was like, hey, how you doing, sweetie? She just kind of looked at me and I was like, okay. I'm like, I still love you, baby, but all right, man.
I see what it is.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't never told to be petty. I mean, even the family members. Oh, man, I'm just fucking around, but there's nobody in my family because, you know, I only stay around, like, my mom's side. When I do go out, I only, you know, mess with my dad's side of the family because, you know, fuck that shit. You know, last time they were over at our house, we got to fight over a fucking skip bowl game. And motherfuckers, you know what skip bowl is? It's
I know about that.
Yeah, so, you know, skip, we got to fight over that shit, man. Never been over the house since. But yeah, nobody in my family, I'm just not looking forward to seeing for Thanksgiving when we go hang out. I'm actually looking forward to I'm looking forward to seeing my family, man, because my extended family is really close, and I love them to death, man. And it's almost like home being in their house, and they've been in their homes. They don't feel weird or anything.
Yeah.
So that's a blessing, man, because it's hard to find family that you can get along with.
Yeah. I feel you on that.
Yeah, that's just crazy. But I can't think of I can think of nothing else, man. But oh yeah, also, what games, man? The football games that's coming on, that's gonna be straight. Do you enjoy football being on during Thanksgiving or basketball being on all day during Christmas? Which one do you prefer?
I guess because football is a Thanksgiving tradition.
Yeah.
I think the NBA just put Christmas games on just to be, you know, I guess a talking point.
Yeah.
Say
they have that day.
Yeah.
Kind of shit, yeah.
I don't know. I kind of wish that, you know, they wouldn't make, you know, out of all the holidays, I kind of wish they didn't make, like, the players play on, you know, Christmas.
Yeah, it kind of sucks.
Yeah, because that's a big deal to me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would probably say Thanksgiving. I lean more towards those because, you know, it's, like I said, it's, you know, it's a tradition. It's been, you know, pretty much, I can't remember when the first time I saw a Thanksgiving Day football game. I might have been like 8, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But ever since then, man, I was just like, oh yeah, just football on a holiday. Yeah, let's get it.
Hell yeah, dude. It kind of lets you know, like, hey, I'm free from work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I had that feeling, like, I'm free from work, but I have like no worries in the world. Let me just sit back, grab me a plate. And watch these motherfuckers hit, you know, motherfuckers throw down.
Yeah.
Like, dude. So, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that. I was trying to pull up the fucking games and see
who. Oh, I got it.
Yeah, who playing on Thanksgiving?
The funny thing is, man, I'm only seeing one game that looks interesting, and that's the Vikings and Lions game. Only because of their records.
Yeah, pretty much.
That, man, yeah, that late game, Giants and Redskins, that's going to be whack.
Oh, man, I'm going to sleep on that bitch. Oh, yeah, if you're in the fantasy football, make sure you set your fucking rosters.
Oh, yeah, you better make sure.
Yeah.
You can't get caught up, you know, dipping into all that food.
Hell, yeah, dude. Make sure you go ahead and pick your waiver wire and do all that shit.
Yeah, you could be in the middle of eating your meal and you look up and see, oh, shit,
one of us scored a touchdown and I got my face. Fuck!
Yeah, the Vikings and Lions are playing and the Chargers and Cowboys are playing and the Giants and Redskins. So
yeah, man, only you're right. That Lions and Vikings game, the only ones really gonna be worth some. The other teams are pretty much done.
Yeah,
they're done, man. Cowboys done, Redskins done, Giants done, and and Chargers are done. They fucking done.
Yeah.
But shit, man. If you got nothing else, man, go ahead and, you know, send us home, ST.
All right, man. Well, we want to thank y'all again, the family, for letting us into your homes, into your earbuds, into your jobs, into your cars. Man, we really appreciate y'all.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you for taking the time out to listen to us. Be sure to like and subscribe on, you know, all our social media. Make sure that you hit us up. Tell us what you love. Tell us what you don't like about the show. Give us ideas for new shows. Make sure that you keep your eyes and ears open, because we got things coming down the pipeline and we're going to hit y'all up with. And also, man, ignorance is not handicap. It's a personal choice. And if there's no light, y'all must become the light. So be the light. Yeah. Enjoy Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Yeah, man. Enjoy, man. Like, leave all your worries behind and have this one day of peace in your mind, please.
Yeah. Because, you know, the end of the year is almost here. So, you know, last couple months or so to strap up and, you know, complete whatever task or whatever goals that you have left for the year. You know, be thinking about stuff that you want to be doing for next year as well. I already wrote down like goals that I have for next year. I got them posted up in the bedroom. So, you know, every day I get up.
Hey, hold on, man. I just came through on Twitter. The guy that was catfishing Ray Allen.
Yeah.
Said that they were in a gay relationship with each other.
Oh, hell.
And Ray Allen was trying to hide this shit. So that's why he was saying it was multiple women hitting him up on the internet. He got catfished. But wow. Now the guy coming out, Brian Coleman coming out and saying, no, it wasn't catfishing. They were having a relationship together. No, Ray!
Yeah, I mean, like, look at that nigga, though.
No!
Like you can't tell me there's not something feminine about him.
Whoa! It said, Mr. Coleman says he'll present the new pictures and videos that Ray Allen sent to him in court to prove there was no catfishing.
Jesus Christ.
Just a relationship that Allen and Allen's the one that was stalking him after they broke up. Damn! And they're like, it's funny because in the caption, somebody got a picture of Ray Allen and somebody got a picture of KG with his eyes bucking and he's like, oh shit, nigga! Oh, Jesus, hold on, there's more. Said, okay, no, that's it. Ray Allen, no! I'm glad I checked Twitter, dog.
I'm not surprised, though. Like,
wow!
Like, you look at that nigga, like, you look at him, you look at Russell Simmons, you look at Pharrell, you look at Jamie Foxx. Like, there's something feminine about those niggas.
Oh, my God. And then they're talking about, Ray knows I'm a man, Mr. Coleman says. Says in a court in court that he'll prove that they had a gay relationship. No.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Right. No.
Yeah. All right. If his wife don't leave him.
Duh. Wow.
Wow.
I didn't say anything wrong with that. Sorry, ST. Go ahead and finish sending us home.
Jesus Christ. That's breaking news, nigga.
Man, for real, like,
you don't have to apologize for breaking news, man.
So, if this is true, what the fuck?
I know, nigga.
Wow, right? Wow. I don't lose respect for him. He's still one of the best shooters of all time in NBA.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want that nigga to be behind me.
Yeah. Let me show you how to get your form right. I'm good. I keep my Lonzo Ball shooting form. I'm good, nigga.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Big Baller Brand, nigga. Hell yeah. Damn! God damn, man. Shit.
That's crazy, son.
Everybody listen all the way to the end. You got some breaking news, ho. remember, Ennis is not... What is it? What is ST? I'm just so dumbfounded about this shit. God damn, Ray.
I had already said all this, though.
Oh, shit. Man, go ahead and send us home. Damn, Ray!
Oh, hell. Well, we're going to talk about this more like when we get off. So, episode number 68. Ray Allen, you a gay ass nigga.
For three! Come on, y'all, man. Be easy.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Black Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week. Ah!